Well, peanut buying points have slowed down somewhat since Hurricane Nate came through over the weekend, but they were needing a delay. They've been nonstop harvest since it started with good weather conditions, but the delay will give them a chance to catch up and to turn in a lot of paperwork that has been mounting up on various buying points' desks. On national tonnage, the peanut delivered so far counted in the Kansas City office, 883,000 tons. That's 23% of the crop estimate. The Florida area is showing 27% delivery at 90,000 tons. Alabama's already delivered 100,000 tons. That's 25.5%. And Georgia's delivered 552,000 tons, and that's 28% of their crop estimate. We get a new crop estimate coming up Thursday. That'll be very important to the entire peanut market. Last year about this time, instead of 28, we had about 20% delivered. There seems to be a little problem down in Florida, as something has happened to the crop late as a declining crop conditions. Some of the plants are dying, turning brown in the field, and there's no particular reason for this. However, it's been extremely challenging for some of the experts to figure out what happened. But it appears now that there is a declining crop condition, and many of the experts are saying, dig them, let's get them out of there before something else happens. But that is a phenomenon down in Florida that will have to be explained later. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.